Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Today, Indiana Republican Senate candidate Richard Murdoch responded to criticism of a comment he made in a debate last night that pregnancy that comes from rape, as horrible as rape is something that God intended.
For those who want to kind of twist the comments and to use them for partisan political gain, you know, I think that's what's wrong with Washington these days. You know, I spoke from my heart. I spoke with my principle. I spoke from my faith.
Richard Murdoch in a news conference today not backing down from his comment in last night's debate with the Democrat Joe Donnelly after Murdoch said he did not believe in abortion in the case of rape. Let's listen to some more of his words.
I struggled with it myself for a long time, but I came to realize life is that gift from God. And I think even when life begins in that horrible situation of rape, that it is something that God intended to happen.
The controversy echoes the one in late August after Missouri candidate Todd Akin said if it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut the whole thing down. In other words, legitimate rape would not lead to pregnancy. Akin also saying he did not believe in abortion for women who did become pregnant after rape. Aaron Blake is a political reporter for The Washington Post. Aaron, to Murdoch, he's saying people who criticized his comment are twisting his words. How so? What else did he say?
Well, he kind of went back and forth between saying what he said at the debate was very clear and saying that it had been misinterpreted, and he apologized if it was misinterpreted. So I think he's going to have to answer some more questions about this. I'm not sure that the answers that he gave at his press conference a few moments ago are really definitive. But I think the big takeaway here is that he's not backing down from the gist of what he said. He wants to try to explain it in a way that people can understand it, and he wants to make clear that he doesn't believe that people think he's condoning rape or condoning sexual violence of any kind.
Well, Richard Murdoch, we remind people, defeated longstanding Republican Senator Richard Lugar in the Republican primary earlier this year with the help of the Tea Party in that state. Monica Boyer, a Tea Party activist who helped lead that effort to defeat Lugar, told the Indianapolis Star she's unapologetically pro-life and supports Richard Murdoch's stand. But how might this impact the race?
Well, what we've seen since the primary is basically Murdoch has had trouble getting Lugar's supporters on board. Lugar, obviously a more moderate senator, and what that's meant is that the race has pulled very closely ever since the primary, despite the state's conservative lean. It's expected to go pretty easily for Mitt Romney in the presidential race. So I think what this does, more than anything for Murdoch, the controversy aside, it could really make it more difficult for him to woo voters who have already proven that they're resistant to embracing his candidacy. And if Republicans somehow find a way to lose this Senate race, it's going to put a major dent in their efforts to win back the Senate, just as the situation with Todd Akin in Missouri did.
Well, but we also know that Todd Akin in Missouri in his race against Claire McCaskill has really tightened in that race, even though people in his own party were calling on him to stand down. But take a closer look for us just at the national scene. We mentioned Mitt Romney's campaign had just made an ad supporting Richard Murdoch. Murdoch's position on abortion, not in the case of rape, is in line with the GOP platform, but not in line with Mitt Romney's position on abortion. So how does that play out?
Yeah, in Mitt Romney's campaign actually just came out with a new statement in which they say that they continue to support Murdoch's Senate campaign, and they are not asking him to take down the ad that features Governor Romney, rather. This is actually one of the few ads that Mitt Romney has cut for a Senate or House candidate, one of just two that I've seen so far. So the circumstance of that ad having launched just this week and then this comment coming last night does definitely create a problem for the Romney campaign, which has already been attacked for its past position on abortion. Romney has said that he would have signed a bill that bans all abortions. His campaign has since clarified that he believes in the exceptions for rape and incest. So this is a troublesome scenario for them, just as the situation with Todd Akin was in Missouri.
Aaron Blake, a political reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks so much for filling us in on this.
Thank you.